Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A startling fact has just come to light. Two of India's landfills are among the world's top methane emitters, with Hyderabad's Jawaharnagar landfill ranking 4th globally and Mumbai's landfill ranking 12th. First, let us understand the source of this information. A study by UCLA, titled Spotlight on the Top 25 Methane Plumes in 2025, Landfills, has used data from Planet Labs' Tanager 1 satellite and NASA's EMIT instrument, which is aboard the International Space Station. This study found that India has two landfills among the world's 25 largest methane emitters. The Jawaharnagar landfill in Secunderabad, Hyderabad, is emitting 5.9 tons of methane per hour, ranking it 4th globally, while the Mumbai landfill is emitting 4.9 tons per hour, ranking it 12th globally. What makes this significant is that the climate impact of 5 tons of methane per hour is equivalent to 1 million large SUVs or a 500 megawatt coal power plant operating continuously. But why does this matter? Methane is a potent greenhouse gas, and its emissions have a significant impact on the environment. The technology used to detect landfill methane is also worth noting. NASA's EMIT, which stands for Earth Surface Mineral Dust Source Investigation, was installed on the International Space Station in July 2022. Originally designed to map surface minerals, it was discovered to also detect methane plumes with high precision. It measures methane in parts per million from low Earth orbit and has detected over 1,000 super-emitter methane sources globally. Planet Labs Tanager 1, on the other hand, is a commercial satellite equipped with a methane imaging spectrometer specifically designed for greenhouse gas detection. It has a much higher revisit frequency than government satellites, enabling systematic monitoring. Now, let us turn to the science behind landfill methane. Landfills produce methane through the decomposition of organic waste. This process occurs when microorganisms break down organic matter in the absence of oxygen, resulting in the production of methane. Landfills contribute around 11% of India's methane emissions, with the rest coming from agriculture, including paddy fields and enteric fermentation in livestock. Crucially, India's two super-emitting landfills, Jawaharnagar in Hyderabad and the Mumbai landfill, are significant contributors to the country's methane emissions. But what does this mean for India's waste management? The scale of the problem is enormous, with the country struggling to manage its waste effectively. It is worth pausing here to note that the Solid Waste Management Rules, 2016, mandated source segregation, processing, and scientific landfilling, but these rules have been largely unimplemented. The Extended Producer Responsibility, or EPR, has been operational for plastics, but it has not yet been effective in reducing organic waste sent to landfills. The Swachh Bharat Mission has reduced open defecation, but it did not adequately address municipal solid waste processing. And here is something that surprises many students: landfill gas capture is a crucial aspect of waste management, but only a handful of Indian cities, such as Kolkata and Surat, have any landfill gas capture to energy systems in place. So what exactly changed? The UCLA study has highlighted the need for effective waste management in India. What should be done? First, source segregation is essential, separating waste into wet, dry, and hazardous categories to reduce the organic load in landfills. Composting and biomethanation can convert wet waste into compost or biogas instead of landfilling it. Landfill gas to energy, or LFG, can capture methane and generate electricity, making it a viable option for reducing emissions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 5.9 tons per hour, the methane emission rate of the Jawaharnagar landfill in Hyderabad. Note this carefully, the climate impact of methane emissions is significant, and India's waste management governance is a critical factor in addressing this issue. This is a favorite prelims fact. The UCLA study, titled Spotlight on the Top 25 Methane Plumes in 2025, Landfills, used data from the Tanager 1 satellite and NASA's EMIT instrument. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jawaharnagar landfill in Secunderabad, Hyderabad, is emitting 5.9 tons of methane per hour. The Mumbai landfill is emitting 4.9 tons of methane per hour. The climate impact of 5 tons of methane per hour is equivalent to 1 million large SUVs or a 500 megawatt coal power plant operating continuously. Now, how does this connect to your mains preparation? The topic of India's solid waste management failures being a measurable climate liability is a crucial one. Analyzing this issue with reference to landfill methane emissions is essential for your GS3 preparation. The governance gaps in waste management, including the extended producer responsibility, solid waste management rules 2016, and the Swachh Bharat mission, are all critical aspects to consider. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. The fact that India's landfills are among the world's top methane emitters is a stark reminder of the need for effective waste management in the country. As India continues to grow and develop, it is essential to address this issue to mitigate the impacts of climate change.